Jati Vrandasya Kinanasya Kshakshuri Mirtamina Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha. When Srila Prabhupada was lecturing on the appearance day of Lord Srimadev in Bombay, he was lecturing immediately after a play, and he was glorifying Hiranyakasipu because the part was played so well. And then he explained more about the pastimes of Lord Nrisimhadev. And at the end he said, if I would have had more time, I would have spoken about the prayers of Prahlad, because these prayers of Prahlad were particularly favorites of Srila Prabhupada. And in a sense, the most important, because Prahlad is the devotee, and we, as Prahlad, are following in his footsteps and are trying to be devotees of the Lord. Therefore, when Prahlad is in these prayers, he's praying from his position, the position of the devotee. Therefore, in a way, these are especially relevant for us. Of course, when we hear about Hiranyakasipu, we can realize that there is a little Hiranyakasipu in us. So every aspect of the pastime has its relevance. But still, because Prahlad is a devotee, we want to give some special attention to his words. So I'll start very short. The situation was that Lord Nrisimhadev's anger, his anger had been aroused by Hiranyakasipu. Lord Nrisimhadev's anger was so extreme and so strong that his anger was still raging even after Hiranyakasipu had been killed. And then the demigods who were there, after all, the whole pastime took place in the celestial regions, the demigods who were present, they felt the incredible, overwhelming anger, the heat of that anger, and they felt thrown back, and they just overwhelmed by fear, and they could by no means go near the Lord. Even Lakshmi Devi, she did not dare to go near the Lord for another reason, because Lakshmi Devi, she had never seen that form, and because her chastity is to the Lord, she had some doubt whether here really she was dealing with Lord Vishnu. So even Lakshmi did not appear before the Lord. No one could. Lord Brahma could not. Lord Shiva could not. None of the demigods could possibly go near the Lord. So Lord Brahma pushed Prahlad forward and said, well, he appeared because of you, so you go and pacify him. A very, well, apparently it looks very heroic when you shove a 5-year-old boy forward, like, you go deal with him. But we should not take it in that way. We should see that Lord Brahma is most intelligent and therefore very deeply analyzed the situation, and also realized he's not just a 5-year-old boy. He is a very powerful, as Hiranyakasipu said, he's extremely powerful. Nothing could kill him. Nothing could possibly kill Prahlad. So many attempts had been made to kill him, but nothing worked. So then the Lord benedicted Prahlad and placed his lotus hand, I guess it's a hand, or a transcendental paw, it's neither a hand nor a paw, whatever it was, he placed his hand on the head of Prahlad, and then it said Prahlad was purified, further purified, from any possible influence of his demoniac birth, and subsequently Prahlad started to offer prayers. So after having offered various prayers, Prahlad comes to this prayer that I chose. Naivatmanaha prabhurayam nijala vapurnam manam janat avidusa karunam vrinite yadyach jano bhagavate vidadita manam tachitmane patimukasya yatamukashri. The Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always fully satisfied in himself. Therefore, when something is offered to him, the offering by the Lord's mercy is for the benefit of the devotee. For the Lord does not need service from anyone. To give an example, if one's face is decorated, the reflection of one's face in a mirror is also seen to be decorated. And I'll read Srila Prabhupada's purport, which is not so long. In Bhakti Yoga, it is recommended that a devotee follow 9 principles: Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani Vedanam. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.23. This service of glorifying the Lord by hearing, chanting, and so on is not, of course, meant for the benefit of the Lord. This devotional service is recommended for the benefit of the devotee. The Lord is always glorious, whether the devotee glorifies him or not. But if the devotee engages in glorifying the Lord, the devotee himself automatically becomes glorious. Chetu darpanam marjanam bhavamahadavakminirvapanam. By glorifying the Lord constantly, the living entity becomes purified in the core of his heart, and thus he can understand that he does not belong to the material world, but is a spirit soul whose actual activity is to advance in Krishna consciousness, so that he may become free from the material clutches. Thus the blazing fire of material existence is immediately extinguished. Bhavamaha Devakni Nirvapanam. Let's see how far. So, to comment a little bit, I found this quite important. It stood out for me that the Lord doesn't need our glorification, especially because we are members of the Sankirtan movement, which is a movement dedicated to constant glorification of the Supreme Lord. Sometimes the question is raised, but why? Why does the Lord need to be glorified all the time? Is it some sort of... what is it? Is he enjoying this to hear his own glory? Is it almost like vanity? What is this quality in the Lord that he likes to be glorified and that we have to chant all his glories all the time? Why? What is this in the Supreme Lord? But we see from this verse what actually the key is to the entire glorification of the Supreme Lord, because Prahlad makes it very clear. Now Prahlad, Srila Prabhupada states, is one of the Mahajans. Swayambhu Narada Shambhu Prahladu Janako Bhismo. Prahladu Janako Bhismo. Prahlad is one of the 12 Mahajans, one of the authorities. Therefore, whatever Prahlad speaks is to be taken as authorized instruction. And Prahlad is stating that, no, the Supreme Lord is Atmaram. He's satisfied within the self. He doesn't need our glorification. But the amazing thing is that by glorifying the Lord, the person who glorifies him is purified. Just as when we decorate the face, we look at our reflection, it is also decorated. So when we decorate the Lord in glorification, we become ourselves glorified and purified. As it is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Sarva Mahagunagan Vaishnav Sarir, then it says, Vaishnav Gunne. Sarva Mahagunagan Vaishnav Sarir. Krishna Gun Sakil Sanjari. He says that all the good qualities of Krishna will manifest within a Vaishnava. So it is very interesting that the Vaishnava himself, by serving Krishna, gets the qualities of Krishna. And that the entire qualification is actually decorating ourselves. And that that is the purpose of the Supreme Lord. Although we offer endless praise and endless glorification of the Supreme Lord, meanwhile, our own glories are increasing. And that is a very, very important point made by Prahlad, which struck me very much. Then I'd like to go to one more prayer of Prahlad, and then I will end. Naham bimeya jita te tibaya naksaya jivaka netra brukutera baso gradam strut antrasaja ksataja kesara sankukarna nirada bitta digibat aribin nakagrat. My Lord, who are never conquered by anyone, I'm certainly not afraid of your ferocious mouth and tongue, your eyes bright like the sun, or your frowning eyebrows. I do not fear your sharp pinching teeth, your garland of intestines, your mane soaked with blood, or your high wedge-like ears. Nor do I fear your tumultuous roaring which makes elephants flee to distant places, or your nails which are meant to kill your enemies. So, Lord Nrsimhadev is throughout scripture described as frightening, like the Nrsimhatapani Upanishad calls him Bhishana, or very frightening appearance. But the frightening appearance of the Lord is not at all frightening for the devotee, not frightening for Prahlad, nor for the devotee, because Srila Prabhupada explains that the lion is very fearsome to all animals, but not to its own cubs. Right? Its own cubs, they're not at all afraid of the lion, because the lion is their protector. So rather than being afraid, they feel are very well protected. Just as children like to say, my father is a policeman or something like that, just to scare off other kids, you can't do anything to me, realize that. My father. So when your father and protector is Nrsimhadev, then one is very comfortable. So in this way, the devotees rather are very comfortable, very happily discussing the intestines of Hiranyakasipu hanging as a garland around the neck of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada says, yes, Prahlad stands there next to the killer of his father, and he has a garland ready. He wants to garland him, the killer of his father. So, very transcendental. quite difficult to understand for the materialist. Sometimes people come into our temples and they see the painting of Hiranyakasipu, who has just had that little surgical and so on that Maharaj described. And they see it for what it is. And they say, what is this? And they say, oh, that's Lord Nrisimha there. Because we see this all as the great mercy of the Lord, who is so affectionate, so much full of love to his devotees, that he will not tolerate any violence to his devotees. And thus, the devotees, by worshipping Lord Nrisimhadev, become fearless. Bahirnissimo, Hridayenissimo, it is everywhere, and outside of us is Lord Nrisimhadev. The Lord is in the heart. Yato yato ya, mitato Nrisimha. Everywhere we are is Lord Nrisimhadev. And in this way, we are feeling very safe and very happy to commemorate this pastime with all its bloody descriptions. So I'll end with that. Thank you very much.